Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Hello and welcome in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy, and as always, we have Nick, Brian, we have Scotty. Wah-wah. Unfortunately, we don't have Kelly with us today.
Missing one of us.
Say hey, everybody.
Hey!
Hey, how we doing?
How you doing?
Hey, B. Good deal. Well, listen, before we jump into today's episode, I want to backtrack to Baseball Trivia 1. We have a little bit of a debate about one of the answers, and Nick's going to bring us right into it.
Well, I don't. It's not a debate, because I shut it down pretty quick. But we had the question about Cap Anson. And I also remember during that episode, I referenced my dad with the baseball encyclopedia. So I did sample that podcast for my dad and one of my boys, and went through the Cap Anson question. No big deal. But my father went back home and decided to look this up. And he calls me up. Nick, you're wrong on the Cap Anson question. It's wrong. It is wrong. I said, Pop, no, it's not. I got excited, but he was definitely very excited. He said, I'm in my book right now, Encyclopedia. 2,995 hits is what they show.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no.
That was my question. Was he online or was he in a...
He was in the baseball... Oh, sorry, I said encyclopedia. Baseball almanac.
Okay.
So let me remind the question. Remind everyone of the question. Yeah. It was, who was the first Major League Baseball player to achieve the benchmark of 3,000 hits in a career?
Yes.
The answer was Cap Anson, achieved in the 1800s.
Yes. Career, like 3,500 hits or something like that. I think he... 1898 or 1897, whatever it was. But my dad, he says, book right here, 2,995 hits. So I was like, Pop, I'm pulling it up right now. I'm on the Hall of Fame website, 3,500 whatever hits. First player ever to hit 3,000. Mm-hmm. Well, he kept digging. So the reason is his stats in the National League. So when he joined the Cubs, he played his first five seasons, four with the Philadelphia Athletics, I think, and one, I fear, like Rockford, something or other. But they were not including those first 5 years because the National League had not started yet. He was part of the National Association for Baseball. So did get it corrected. But when I referenced my father going to the baseball almanac, I was not joking. And he felt it was necessary to call me because, this can't go live, Nick. This can't go to air if you're wrong about this. But we did get it settled. They separated it. We all know, the Hall of Fame is not including everything now. Mm-hmm. No matter what league they played in, if it's considered professional, they're included. They just did with the Negro Leagues. They brought those in. So that was the dispute, but we were correct.
I love that Bob went home and checked that. Your dad? Yes,
absolutely.
That's
a man, baby.
Yeah. Doug was there. My younger brother was there, too. So, they were both looking at it together.
I love that they went that deep.
Yes. Yeah.
When he looked it up, did it give an answer, or was he just looking at
his stats? Cap Anson stats only. Okay. Just Cap, because I imagine Doug was at the house and he asked Doug that question. Mm-hmm. Who's the first player to hit 3,000 hits? But yeah, he opened it up. Yeah, he didn't go to Google. No. My dad's
old school.
Doesn't baseball Google that. No, I'm gonna go reference my baseball almanac because we all have one of those,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the next point I want to make. The fact that he has a baseball almanac is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I love the dedication.
Why don't we all own one of these at this point?
I was, my brothers are going to give me a hard time for missing any questions. There's a reason. That is my family.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I love
it. Did Doug give you a hard time?
No.
Did he know
the
answer?
He did not know, because I asked him the Cap Anson question first, and he did not know it.
Okay.
He did know the miracle or the home run, the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
He knew that one. Bob. So did my dad.
Yeah.
But nobody knew Cap Anson.
Okay. Well, that means it was a good trivia question.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And it got him talking about it, which means it was an even better trivia question.
Yeah.
People learned something. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that is the absolute point. So I saw this coming, right? Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about a little bit of controversy. So I did research some of the fact that some believe that he achieved some of his hits before Major League Baseball was Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It was the elite baseball of the time.
It was professional baseball. Yeah. That's how they're looking at it. It was an official league. It was the National Association. Eventually, he joined the National League.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there was the National League and the American League. Those are separate leagues.
It makes me wonder, though, too. Let's translate this to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Ichiro achieved over 3,000 hits in his major league career. Mm-hmm. So you can't take that away from him. But he had another, 1,200 in, I think, in the Japanese league before he came over.
I think it was more.
I think it was more than that.
Okay,
maybe it was.
Maybe not. I don't know.
If I recall,
I don't have the almanac
handy. His total hits between the two leagues is more than Pete Rose, if I recall.
What's it say in the Hall of Fame?
It's only, as far as I know, as far as official stats, it's only the stuff from MLB. Mm-hmm. And I guess you could make the argument because, like I said, they recently brought in and said the Negro League stats do count for the Hall of Fame or for whoever's tracking that. I guess the argument can be made that that league was in a different country.
Yeah.
So American baseball stats might be a different thing.
It's a good point.
Independent league?
Yeah.
That's professional.
But I think right. his number of hits, because he played, 10 years in professional baseball over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think he probably had well over 2,000 hits there.
Probably.
And then came here and still got 3,000 hits.
In 18 seasons, I think he played?
Did he play that many?
Because
if he played 10.
One.
I don't know if he played that many seasons. Yeah, I mean, to get 3,000 hits for him, I mean, basically averaging 200 hits a season. You know, 15 years maybe?
That's something to fact check along the way.
15 years, give or take.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, I consider him.
I'd say thank you, Mr. Walter, for checking the almanac and enjoy those chicken strips. You've earned them.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. We actually have to always invite our listeners to challenge us on these questions and answers. We'd love to hear from you to make sure that we are being kept on our toes. I think it's worth mentioning, we are not experts of anything.
No.
We are five guys that just like to do trivia and hang out together.
We love trivia. Yep. We like the competition of trivia. Yep. And for some reason, we are pretty darn good at trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But, that's what people learn something from this. That's awesome. People have questions about it. That's awesome. Yeah. The fact that my dad went back and checked it out, that's awesome. I hope every episode we do, somebody says, all right, I'm going to look that one up.
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole point, right? We went out looking for trivia podcasts that we could enjoy together. It simply didn't exist, so we decided to make one for ourselves.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's get to today's show. All right, today we are kicking off our episode about sports movies. Sports movies specifically released after the year 2000.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So sports movies have evolved since 2000, shifting from athletic showcases to more powerful narratives. They explore personal challenges, societal issues, and sports cultural impact by highlighting underdog stories, racial integration, and social justice, among others. With improved production, these films offer more realistic portrayals and complex characters, and by mirroring real life, they inspire audiences and highlight sports as agents of change. I mean, I think we can all agree that sports movies, that's a category that we all find very fond. We're all very fond of.
Near and dear to my heart, but also just seems like I feel like I'm primed for this. I mean, I love movies. I love sports movies. But then I have a big fear that I'm going to completely crap the bed on this one.
You probably will.
And also because it's movies after 2000, I feel like I remember the ones as a kid more than I remember the ones as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm nervous because after 2000, I don't know that I've watched near as many.
They weren't as good either. I don't think they were. So I don't think I've paid as much attention to the movies. There were some big ones, obviously, that I definitely had to watch. But
we're going to jump right into our question of the week. With that, we will get a listener question this week from Wildcat Jill 96 from our Instagram page. We're going to start with Scotty. What is your favorite sports movie of all time? We don't have to stick to the 2000s. Mm-hmm. All time, number one, desert island sports movie, and go. Wow.
I think I already know Brian's answer.
Yeah, I thought of that before I could think of my own.
Yours I'm not sure about.
Wow. That is a great question.
That's a tough question.
It is. You know? And it's cold, so you got to have a little thinking time here. Yeah. Brian, you want to lead us off since you sounds like you've got one in the hopper already.
Rocky.
Knew that going into it.
Hands down, 100% Rocky.
What speaks to you about the movie Rocky?
First off, the whole series speaks to me. But it's a story about a guy who came from nothing. He was 31, too old to be starting his career, down on his luck. See, it's a great story. Came from nothing and achieved the the glory, but then he came back towards the end, of course, back down to his old neighborhood. I just love the story. Always love the story. Love the Rocky Moves.
He's right.
How do you argue?
They're fantastic. They're fantastic. Some are better than others. I mean, obviously,
well, we all have our order. Absolutely.
Yeah. And how many sports movies win awards? I mean, that alone puts it on a pedestal. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, won with the Oscar, right? Best film, I believe, 1976.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
Is Rocky 1 the best Rocky, in your opinion?
Actually, I'd say yes. Rocky 1, Rocky 4 is fun. I know it's a lot of montage, but it's fun. But like Rocky Balboa in 06, that's a fantastic movie.
Great. All fantastic.
That's a really good movie.
It's almost like to break down Rocky in categories. I mean, the best movie is probably Rocky 1. Mm-hmm. The most fun to watch one is probably Rocky 4.
Definitely.
That's a great point. I probably agree with that.
We've talked about redemption story.
Yeah. Rocky 5 is probably the worst one, but it has some of the best one-liners of any Rocky movie.
I will break you.
No, yeah, I mean, that's
you knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah.
I didn't hear no bell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, they almost have to categorize the Rocky movies.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah, they went from the almost melodrama in 1 to almost a circus of a movie in 3,
mm-hmm.
you know. And 4 was very classic 80s montages.
And the story behind Rocky 1, too. So he wrote that and tried to sell it to studios. And he had some people that wanted to do it, but they didn't want to use him. And he'd only sell it if he could be the star. I love that.
Yeah.
And it worked out well. So
Bet on himself. Yeah,
never a problem for me anyway.
I mean, for me, I there's no way I could give you a single sports movie that's my favorite. It's too difficult.
There's not one.
It's hard enough to even do that. Like what baseball movie is your favorite? What basketball movie? That's tough to do. So I couldn't give you. I don't know if I could give just one.
Give me a couple that roll through the brain at least.
I mean,
Major League. You talk about Major League as a favorite.
Yes, one of my favorite.
You and your brothers quote that movie.
Yes,
and we all do.
I know the movie. I actually know the movie line for line. If I'm watching it, my wife doesn't even want to sit by me because I'm saying everything before it happens.
Sure.
You know, so baseball is a tough one. Like basketball, probably Hoosiers. Probably my favorite basketball movie.
It's a great movie.
There's some great basketball movies. You know, but then you think about football. Well, okay, probably The Program.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably my favorite movie. But then there's I love the movie Necessary Roughness. It's not a lot about football, but it's a hilarious movie.
Love Remember the Titans.
That movie made me cry.
That's really up there for me.
You know, a sports movie that can make me cry a little bit? Yeah, that's going to hold a special place.
What's your favorite golfing movie, Nick?
Oh, Tin Cup, probably.
Tin Cup is great.
You know, I think I like I mean, it's hard to just bypass Caddyshack.
Or Happy Gilmore.
It is Happy Gilmore and Caddyshack.
Happy Gilmore. I mean, Caddyshack's fantastic. But for golf, I mean, Kevin Costner does a great job, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
sports movies speak through Kevin Costner.
Yes.
That was before he became the cowboy, I guess.
Yeah. Like, there's just too many good ones. I've only got to watch one for the rest of my life. I mean, I'd have to do some soul searching.
Yeah.
Ball player to cowboy, it's a natural transition.
Right.
<Yeah. laughs> Rushing there, just, you know.
So. Scotty, you got anything that's rolling through the brain at this point?
I forgot you were here.
A couple of
hot.
Yeah, I've been thinking the whole time. Okay, well. I think I'm going to go highbrow and just pick maybe a couple of random movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's an ice hockey movie I really like called Mystery Alaska. Oh,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
That is very entertaining. Yeah.
And very.
Not a common one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say Vision Quest.
Nice.
One of my favorite sports movies.
I am
great soundtrack.
Embarrassed to admit, I am not familiar with what sport that follows.
High school wrestling.
Yeah,
Matthew Modine.
A young Matthew Modine.
He's on a vision quest. Shoot on the other side. Shoot. Did I say shoot or shoot?
What I don't know. What's the right answer?
I haven't seen Vision Quest. After what he did to 11, I don't think I can watch it.
Madonna's in it.
Okay.
The soundtrack's phenomenal.
Well, sure.
Journey.
Yes. Lunatic Fringe.
Oh, Miracle.
I can't hear that song without thinking about that movie.
It's a great movie.
Great Miracle. Hockey movies out there.
Yeah. Fantastic.
What about Sudden Death? Jean-Claude. I mean, he gets in as a goalie, right?
Jean-Claude Van Damme, which is a whole other conversation for me. I think I've seen them all.
It sounds like a new trivia category, actually. Oh, boy. How about boxing? That's a common theme. Amongst
Rocky, movies.
Obviously Rocky.
You know, I'll give you a little bit of a deep cut. The movie called Gladiator.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Boxing movie. It's a good one. Cuba Gooding Jr. as a young man. Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
That movie.
Okay.
Oh, yes. The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Yes. Fantastic movie. Yeah.
Cinderella Man.
Oh. I'm glad you brought that up. That movie is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. True story.
Yeah.
Bradford. Oh, that's fantastic.
I feel like they're always a little more impactful when they are based on real events. That many sports movies, of course, are.
Absolutely. That helps.
It gives you an opportunity to do research to see what's actually factual versus
I consider Rocky Balboa the greatest boxer of all time. Just saying.
You might be alone on that one, B.
I want to hear about Muhammad Ali. Let's talk about Rocky.
He kicked Joe Louis's ass.
Marciano.
That's right. Okay. I don't care how old he was. Still got his ass whooped.
Well, we got a great trivia planned, and why don't we go ahead and jump to it? Hey, look who just walked in. What's going on, K-Ray?
Hey, Privyet.
Yeah, how was your evening?
It was good. I had to throw some washers tonight. Won 7-0. Had a solid performance.
Did you win or did your team win?
Our team won.
Okay.
I think I won 4 out of the 7. I was good on one of the teams.
Fact check that.
Up to now, you were not impressed with your washer skills, so you showed up tonight.
It's coming back. It's coming back. It's been a while, so.
Well, awesome. Well, we've already been, we've gone through the question of the week, which is what is your favorite sports movie? You got a quick and easy answer for us? That's a huge topic, I know. Favorite sports movie. Give me 3 that run through your head immediately.
He Got Game.
Great answer.
Rebound, the Earl Manigault story.
Nice.
I don't even know what that is.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
Dude, that's a deep cut, and I love how.
And then I'm going to have to go with my baseball movie, The Natural. It's one of
the Natural.
Probably
yeah.
Top 3, top 5 for sure.
I was hoping you'd say Blue Chips. But,
ooh, Ricky Rowe. Mm-hmm. Neon Bordeaux.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise.
So that takes us into today's topic. We are getting ready to start trivia here. It is sports movies that have released after the year 2000. Okay. With that. Didn't I say that right? Yeah. Okay. Everybody ready?
Nope. Yep.
Here we go. It's time for our main event, our 10-question trivia game on sports movies released after the year 2000, and I will be your host for this trivia. Here's how it works. I'll read out the question, and you will write your answers on your whiteboards. When I say reveal, you'll show us your answers. If you get it right, you earn a point. If you don't, well, we'll probably make fun of you. So let's see who ends up on top today. Nick, you going to keep score for us again?
Yeah, I got it.
Here we go. Question number 1. Clint Eastwood plays a grizzled boxing trainer who mentors Hilary Swank's character in which 2004 film? I'm getting some eye rolls as maybe this is too much of a layup.
It is, but I couldn't remember the movie at first.
Okay.
But I did get to it.
Brian's thinking. It's not coming.
I know the movie.
Of course.
It's blank, yeah.
Scotty's writing vigorously.
You'll know it when you hear it.
Yeah, that's all.
At first, I thought you were going Clint Eastwood. There's a baseball movie with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay. Familiar.
All right. I was prepared for that one.
Scotty with a wry smile on his face over there.
What's a wry smile?
Coy.
Okay.
Because that's a, It's kind of secretive.
I thought we were going back to like Rye Red, Scotty and the Sandwiches. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Ham sandwich.
He's over there hamming and hawing or something.
You feel good about your answer, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Kelly?
I'm not saying that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
The humble victor over here. Brian, you come up with an answer at least? Still thinking it through. That's all right. We got a few more seconds.
I literally own this movie.
Yeah?
And I can't think of the name of it.
So you've seen it?
Yeah.
I think it's worse that you own it.
Wow. I was going to make fun of it, but now I have no idea what to say.
I'm not saying I bought it, but I do have it, or I did have it in my collection, yeah.
Well, if you didn't buy it, then you stole it. Either way, it's not good.
It's bad.
It's bad on
you're
you.
Right, you're right.
Stole it.
You.
It should be more memorable.
Let's read it again.
Let's hit it.
Clint Eastwood played a grizzled boxing trainer who mentors Hilary Swank's character in which 2004 film? Brian's got an answer. He's writing down, at least.
Time's up. Let's go, B.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Let's reveal. Nick with Million Dollar Baby. Scotty. Kelly with Million Dollar Baby. And Brian put a few words on a piece of
dry erase board.
Dry erase board. Thank you, Nick.
I'm goodness. Here to help. I'm here to help.
So, I mean, Brian.
Soon as he
yeah, it's the moment you turn it over,
yep,
right?
Yep,
you're kicking
yep,
yourself.
Yep.
Told you.
So, the answer is...
Oh, yeah. By the way, the answer, correct answer is Million Dollar Baby.
Right.
We get a point for Nick, a point for Scotty, and 1 for Kelly. Scotty, I mean, is this a movie you've seen regularly?
Yeah, actually saw it again recently.
At Brian's house, perhaps?
Right, but I just want to clarify. Nick, do you own a copy of Million Dollar Baby?
I do not.
Kelly, do you own a copy of Million Dollar Baby?
I'm not sure. You might have my DVD. It's got to be Brian's.
I do not, by the way. Yeah. No.
So the only one who didn't get it right.
I think I put it on a garage sale, but I did own it at one point. That's a true story.
Yeah. I'm impressed you own something that can play Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
I don't even own a DVD player.
Oh, I have a DVD. Yeah, I got a Blu-ray player. Yeah. No, really? Nobody?
No. What? You looking at me? What'd I do?
No, you don't have a DVD player?
No, not anymore. Oh, okay. No, everything's okay. Digital now.
I have one, but it's not in operation. It's okay. In a closet somewhere.
Well, unless my boys have like a gaming system that you can put one in. But
I got you. Okay.
No.
Do you even have a computer that has a disc drive in it anymore?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Now, Scotty, earlier tonight, before we started recording, we established that he actually has a cassette player at home. So I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest you have a VCR. DVD combo,
That's what I have.
Do you have the soundtrack to Million Dollar Baby on cassette?
Yeah. My parents definitely have a VHS and a DVD player. That I do know.
Still hooked up?
I don't know about the VHS. Yeah. I don't know about the VCR.
I'm going to need a picture of that.
And that VCR, I believe, is the one we had when I was a child.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, it's got a corded remote. You remember those?
No, not a corded remote, but it weighs as much as this table. House got struck by lightning. The only thing that survived was that VCR. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a beast.
Well, Million Dollar Baby won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actress. The story centers on a determined female boxer and her tough but caring trainer. It is, you know, was highly regarded at the time. I'm sure it was, you know, we all saw it.
I don't think I've ever seen it start to finish, though.
Who would you have train you if you could have a celebrity train you?
A celebrity?
Yeah.
David Goggins.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is he a celebrity? Because I don't know his name, actually.
He's a celebrity? Okay. Yeah, he's a celebrity.
What does
he do? He is known.
For anything in particular?
Oh, just being like a legit badass.
Okay.
Elizabeth
actor? that's the answer I was looking for.
He's an ex-Navy SEAL that does extreme feats of strength. He does ultra marathons.
He's famous for being fit.
He pushes himself to the limit.
No, yeah, beyond being fit, yeah.
Being over the top.
Yes.
Just look him up tomorrow morning and you'll be inspired to do probably nothing, but
you're right.
At least you have that inspiration.
I'll be at my desk really energized.
Trust me.
Your heart rate will go up just listening to him.
You'd rather look up my answer, Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley, yeah. I'm with you. Okay. Question number 2. Brad Pitt plays a revolutionary baseball manager in a 2011 film. What's the title of this movie that shows how data changed the game?
I do hope these questions get a little bit harder.
Confident.
Oh, 100%.
Brian's got a knowing nod.
Do they progressively get a little bit tougher as we go?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you just have that wealth of knowledge in
you. I might.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
I think we have an answer awfully quick. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Let's see them. Nick with Moneyball, Scotty with Moneyball, Kelly, Brian with Moneyball. Absolutely correct. That is a right answer. Well,
yes,
okay.
I own that on DVD as well. Yeah. It's a gift from your sister-in-law.
From my sister-in-law.
It was. When I was
a shout out
when
to
I
Beth.
Was, when I was sick recovering, she bought me some movies to watch. Hmm. That was one of them.
Do you rewatch movies regularly?
Certain ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Braveheart.
Well, come on.
Yeah. Patriot.
Okay. You really like Mel Gibson. Passion. I think he is crazy.
The political views, he really aligns well with.
We Were Soldiers.
Yeah.
I mean, same as one about the guy.
He makes great movies.
He makes great movies.
All right. Well, based on a true story of Billy Bean, Moneyball showcases the use of sabermetrics to build a competitive baseball team on a limited budget. The film was nominated for 6 Academy Awards. This is definitely something, I mean, it's got a name, right? So it's taken over the sport in general. How do you get the most for your money? And, you know, money still talks for the most part.
Was Jonah Hill up for award? Do you know that or no? Do you just know?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm curious. Anybody remember?
He was really good
in that movie.
He was good, but I don't think he was up for an award.
I'm not saying that, but I was just curious. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Moving on to question number 3. Mark Wahlberg stars as an unlikely hero who makes the Philadelphia Eagles in which 2006 underdog sports film? got three riders and the doctor deep in thought.
Yeah. Read the question again.
Let's read it again. Mark Wahlberg stars as an unlikely hero who makes the Philadelphia Eagles in which 2006 underdog sports film?
I don't want to give you any hints.
No.
You got
no,
it?
I have no idea.
Oh.
That's surprising.
A movie you've seen, Nick?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, probably a handful of times.
Brian owns it.
Vince Papale.
Brian wrote it.
Character's name.
Vince
right?
Papale.
Isn't it Vince Papale?
That was an extra.
Yeah. Kelly, you seen this one?
I have.
We were talking before we went to recording that movies after 2000, sports movies specifically, we may not remember quite as well or pay as close attention to as the ones prior when we were all in our teenage years.
Yeah, and that's what my problem is with this.
It seems like after 2000, there's a big push for the true story movies, like this one.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it seemed like there's more of that, and there's a lot when you don't even think about some of the ones.
There's definitely a template.
Yes.
I remember the Titans came out in 2000. True story, and I think that kind of catapulted.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Disney got their hands on sports movies, is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Maybe.
Inspiration. Scotty, are we coming up with an answer over there?
Nope.
You don't think you're going to get there?
No. Time's up, buddy.
Wow. Okay. One last time before we reveal, Mark Wahlberg stars as an unlikely hero who makes the Philadelphia Eagles in which 2006 underdog sports film? Let's see him. Brian with Invincible, Kelly with Invincible, Nick has Invincible, and the doctor just flat gave up. Man. Now, as I say
The doctor was invisible.
I have a question.
His answer was invisible. He just spelled it wrong.
Is that spelled incorrectly or correctly? I don't know. I had a problem.
I think I spelled it similar to that.
I think the movie spelled like his name.
But I'm not. It's positive. A pun. Invince. His name's Vince.
V-I-N-C-E.
Oh, okay. But is that how you spell Invincible in general? I don't know. I was struggling.
On my answer sheet here, it's got what Brian has, B-I-N-C-I.
So this is how I wrote it down originally, then I had an A here on the second I, and it didn't look right.
I just reviewed the rules. We're not here to check spelling, okay? It's okay.
That's true.
It's fine.
You got the right answer.
So for this movie, barely rings a bell. Like
really?
Yeah.
Rings a bell as in you don't think you've seen it? Like you remember it from the commercials?
Was that during your dark years?
Right, yeah, right. Never left my room.
Cindy had you on lockdown.
Yeah. No, like, you say the name, like, yeah, I remember, but I don't really remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly, you seen this one?
I have.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg, an up-and-comer at that time. He had not become the Mark Wahlberg we know and love yet at that
point. He was still pretty famous at that point.
I think it was pretty big already.
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Well, what do I know? All right. Invincible is based on a real-life story of Vince Papale, a 30-year-old bartender who became an NFL player. The movie highlights his remarkable journey to join the Philadelphia Eagles. All right. Ready on for question number 4?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Which 2002 film follows the real-life story of Jim Morris, a high school teacher who gets a second chance at pitching in Major League Baseball? Absolutely falls right into the same theme, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Guy who gets his shot later in life, a redemption story.
Yep.
Kelly is searching.
What's the question again? Read it one more time.
The annals?
The annals of history? Read it one more time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Which 2002 film follows the real-life story of Jim Morris, a high school teacher who gets a second chance at pitching in Major League Baseball? Another Disney favorite.
Pretty sure I got this
one. That gives anything away. Yeah?
100%, I'm like 99.9%.
100%. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. That has been a recipe for disaster up until
not
now.
Not this time.
Scotty? Oh, something just hit Scott.
Yeah. Right, one more time on the question.
You got it. Which 2002 film follows the real-life story of Jim Morris, a high school teacher who gets a second chance at pitching in Major League Baseball?
Okay, thank you.
He almost...
Remember the scene? Like, he throws the pitch. He's using the road speedometer.
Uh-huh. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Vividly.
And it's like, it says like 75, and then it flickers, and it says 95.
Drops.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, it was broken for a minute.
That happened to me once. I get it.
Mine was 65, and then it actually read 35.
It was 105, and then it dropped. Yeah.
It's wrong. I mean, they've been talking, and now I know what movie they're describing.
The movie? Oh, you at least know what movie we're discussing.
Yeah. You know the actor. I just don't know the name of the movie.
Right.
I have a movie down. Like, it is the wrong movie.
I can picture the wife. I think she's the mom from the movie Blow. The kid. Wasn't the kid? Was that the kid from Two and a Half Men, maybe? Was his son?
I don't think so.
Might be a different movie on that. No, I don't think so.
But yeah.
Yeah, it might be a different movie on that.
Maybe. Hey, maybe Nick's got it wrong here. Why don't we find out? Let's reveal. We got Nick with The Rookie. Perfect Game at Scott. For the Love of the Game from Kelly and The Rookie here at Brian. The correct answer is The Rookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dennis Quaid, is that right?
Yep. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anybody know what team signed him?
Diamondbacks?
Tampa Bay.
Nope. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Known as the Devil Rays back then, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He was a high school coach, right? The kids made him a deal. Do I remember that correctly?
He had to go back and try out again. He was the baseball coach. He was like, the kid asked him to throw a hard one. He threw a hard one. It was really hard.
Uh-huh.
It just developed from there.
It's a pretty incredible story.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, truly. This is what every early 30-year-old daydreams about, right? You still feel like you're in your prime. You still feel like you could get a shot at the bigs if you just gave it all you had.
Especially watching the Olympics.
Very inspiring right now. Scotty, go home.
Yeah.
Turn on your Disney Plus. Fire up the
Rookie. I've seen the movie.
Okay.
But it's been over even 20 years ago. Then.
Well, The Rookie tells the true story of Jim Morris, who debuted in Major League Baseball at the age of 35. That really is something.
Mm-hmm.
The film emphasizes the themes of perseverance and following one's dream. Nick, you go back, do it all over again. Is there anything that you would go back and really, you know, try to chase in your sports past?
No, I honestly don't think so. I mean, I know, playing ball in high school and stuff, I could have done more, trained more, tried harder. But my mentality, I'm not the kind of person that regrets anything. Okay. So if that's the way I played in high school, that was the way I played in high school. So be it. You know, I don't think about what I should have done.
Sure.
No.
Kelly, I imagine you have daydreams of what could have been. Now, you went on to play collegiate basketball.
I was there. I was present. Yeah, I took a different route.
You remember some of it, maybe, right?
I just took a different route.
Yeah. Okay, we are moving into question number 5. We will keep, we will go to a score tally after this one. Nelson Mandela uses the power of rugby to unite a nation in which powerful 2009 film? Brian is trying to beat the answer out of his forehead.
Yeah. Same thing.
I know.
Scott and Nick share a knowing glance as this movie actually came up right before we started recording.
That's it.
On accident, even. It wasn't even
targeted. You should have brought this up afterwards because you may have just helped out Scotty. I don't know if you
Well, that's fair, but.
I don't know what we're talking about.
That's good.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know the movie, Kelly?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know the title?
Is correct. That what, yes, I do.
You have the correct answer on your board.
I believe you were deep
in daydream.
No, I wrote it down immediately.
Okay. Scotty, you're fighting with it?
Scotty's still thinking. Brian doesn't look confident.
He's very disappointed in himself. Yeah. You feel like you've seen this, Brian, and just can't remember?
Yeah, I wrote down, I'll know it when I hear it.
Yeah. That's not the correct answer.
But I know it. I should know it. I can't believe I don't know it.
Well, it doesn't help. Like, the question doesn't have, like, this leading actor or anything. It doesn't tell you any of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know who's in it, though.
Well,
I just can't think.
Sometimes that helps a lot.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Oh, but I do know the actor. I just can't, I know a couple of the actors, I believe.
Yeah.
But I can't,
Nelson Mandela uses the power of rugby to unite a nation in which powerful 2009 film? Everybody ready? Let's reveal. Kelly's got Invictus. Brian, we've already got that answer. Scotty's got a blank board. Nick with Invictus. That is the correct answer. I have to admit, this is a movie that not only have I never seen, I barely remember its existence.
Well, at least you've heard of it.
Barely.
not a big rugby guy, huh?
Well, not a big rugby guy.
And this is not one of those movies that gets aired. Like, it's not going to be on TBS just randomly here and there. Like, I can't tell you the last time I've seen this movie. Like, since it came out.
Yeah, why isn't it?
I don't think it was that successful. It wasn't that great of a movie to me. I remember very little of it.
Brian, you seen
it? I don't remember a lot of it. I've seen it, but that kind of tells you I don't think it was that great.
It wasn't.
Yeah. I think the story's amazing, but they didn't hit it when they made it. You know, they just didn't. Yeah.
That's a great feel-good story about post-apartheid South Africa. I mean, how do you not get emotional about that?
We need to make its run on TBS there every Saturday afternoon.
Just occasionally.
Right. Invictus depicts Nelson Mandela's efforts to unite South Africa through the 1995 Rugby World Cup. The film stars Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon. I was surprised to hear that.
Those are
big
the two
stars,
I knew,
right?
Honestly, yeah, but yeah, it's good to hear the name.
And it highlights the historic and symbolic victory of the South African team. All right, so it's time for a score check. Nick, where are we?
All right, so the current tally is Scott with 2. I forgot you were here for a minute, but yep. I used to let you do have 2 right. Brian with 3, Kelly with 4, and I am topping the board with 5.
Nick is working on a perfect game. No pressure. Are you feeling pressure?
No, I'm not. I mean, who knows, but you're sports movies. You're kind of in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scotty, you ready for a redemption second half here?
I hope so. Feeling bad.
All right.
Don't feel bad.
All right, question number 6. Which 2009 film tells the heartwarming and true story of Michael Orr's rise from homelessness to NFL stardom? Read it again. Which 2009 film tells the heartwarming and true story of Michael Orr's rise from homelessness to NFL stardom? A lot of action on the boards out of the gate here. Everybody feels pretty good. Kelly, you got an answer down?
I do.
Yeah, kind of wrote it before I got a chance to look up even, huh?
100%.
Okay. Oh, no. That's the kiss of death.
Locking it in.
Brian, 100% for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, locked in. Okay. Scotty?
Yep. Just
100?
Took me a minute, to get the name in my head.
Goodness.
Let's spin them.
All right. Why delay any further? Brian, we got the blind side. Blind side from Nikki.
Nikki, come on.
Hey, Nikki.
Nikki.
Go ahead, keep going.
I don't want Nikki.
What?
Nikki doesn't mind.
Okay.
You could have rolled with
it. Let's roll with it.
You could roll with it.
We're saying it funny. If you'd be like, hey, Nikki, how you doing? Nikki.
Anyway, everybody had the blind side.
Chop down the dead space whenever you were laughing too hard.
Nikki, you take care of the thing?
Get the papers,
I'm going to leave it all in. It's just going to be a part of the show. Goodness. Yeah, this one definitely swept the nation. It's got such a heartwarming story to it. And then, you know, you got to live the story while the guy was in the NFL. This wasn't a story that was told 30 years later. You know, he rose to stardom as the movie was coming out even. Jumping now to question number 7. Adam Sandler stars as a former professional quarterback who ends up in prison in which 2005 comedy? A lot of markers of writing. Let's read it again. Adam Sandler stars as a former professional quarterback who ends up in prison in which 2005 comedy?
I literally blanked on this. I could not think of it. Just did, though.
Currently what I'm doing.
Blanking?
Yeah. Well, if I say more, it'll be a hint. So.
You know the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I blanked hard for a second. I was really worried about that.
Kelly, you got something on the board?
It's the correct answer.
It's the correct answer. I love the confidence. It's coming back, baby. I dig it.
Sir.
Brian, you confident?
100%.
100%. Poor Scotty over there.
3 seconds, Scott.
I'm writing.
No pressure.
Dr. Queener.
All right. One last time for the listeners. Adam Sandler stars as a former professional quarterback who ends up in prison in which 2005 comedy? Let's reveal. Brian with the longest yard. Kelly with the longest yard. Scott is beside himself. And yeah. Nick has the longest yard.
Mean which Machine, is baby.
Correct answer. The Mean Machine, a classic remake. Burt Reynolds does make his cameo in the latter.
I thought that's why Scott would know it, because it's a remake of a, well, you know.
Yeah.
So I knew that. I could picture the movie. I couldn't think of the name, but
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Actually, a decent remake. I like that movie.
I agree.
Pretty good.
I agree.
Pretty good.
Enough of a little bit of a change just to keep you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Good comedy. Adam Sandler surprised a little bit with being a little more in a dramatic role.
He was, yeah, he was not the comic relief right. for that movie.
Yeah. But it was another Chris one Rock you don't really that? See.
Chris Rock played caretaker.
Yeah, yeah.
Nelly.
He had a lot. Nelly was in it. He played running back.
Wasn't there a wrestler in it too?
Michael Irvin was in it. Well, yeah.
At least Chief. One.
What?
Or the guy from Cuckoo's Nest, wasn't he in it? The big giant.
I don't remember. I think Stone Cold was one of the guards.
He's in it. Yeah.
I can't remember.
That's what I was thinking of.
One of the linebackers was a wrestler. I cannot think of his name for the life of me. Bald
Nash. Kevin Nash was it?
Well, I think he was one of the guards.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That is right.
No, there's a wrestler I remember. His move was like Goldberg.
Bill
Goldberg was in it.
Yeah,
that's the other guy. That's the guy I was trying to.
Right. I'm not a wrestling fan.
I'm not either. But
Terry Crews was in it. Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, was he? I don't remember Terry
Crews,
him.
Yeah, he's Hamburger somebody or Cheeseburger Eddie or something like that. Okay, I've seen.
I remember
weird stuff about movies. Okay, yeah. My bad.
Well, The Longest Yard is a remake, as we've alluded to, of a 1974 film of the same name. It features Adam Sandler as an ex-NFL player who leads a team of inmates in a football game against the prison guards.
The wife in that movie.
Courtney Cox.
I thought so. Yep, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. We're finishing each other's sentences.
He has, he has movie Tourette's.
Courtney Cox. Longest Yard.
As long as I say the right answer, I'm fine with it.
All right, so that was question number 7. Let's move on here to question number 8. Dwayne The Rock Johnson discovers he has a young daughter in which heartwarming 2007 family-friendly sports film. Nick is not feeling this one. Nobody is.
I don't think I'm going to get this one.
I have to admit that this was the question that I thought would break a perfect score if we got to this point. I'll read it again.
Read it again.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson discovers he has a young daughter in which heartwarming 2007 family-friendly sports film?
I think I may have it.
That would be exhilarating.
I think I know the movie. I'm just really struggling trying to think of the title. It's not a movie I've seen a bunch of times, but I remember this movie. But I do not have a name for it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Brian's thinking pretty hard over here, having a hard time coming up with anything. Scotty?
Well, I'm starting to wonder, whenever the answer is red, if I'll even know it. If I've ever even heard
of
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Pretty sure you've heard of it.
I will give you a small hint. It did not win any Oscars. Oh.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Total mind blower.
Yeah. I just wiped a few names off the list.
Keep thinking. Anything? Nope. Yeah, no. I got hands in the air from Nick over here.
I'm out.
Scott, hands in the air over here, too. We got answers down. Does anybody have an answer on a board?
I do.
Kelly's got an answer on the board. He thinks it might be right.
No. This is a shot in the dark.
Okay, one last time. Dwayne The Rock Johnson discovers he has a young daughter in which heartwarming 2007 family-friendly sports film? Let's see those blank boards. Kelly has got the Tooth Fairy.
I remember that movie.
I also remember that movie.
It's Vin Diesel.
I don't think that was...
Vin Diesel.
Oh, was it Vin Diesel?
Yeah, it is.
No, he's the pacifier. Oh.
He's a pacifier. You're right.
Either one of those, you're I don't right. think you're was a sports
I was really hoping you're when
right.
you said
I think
when you said The Rock.
Is he a football player in that movie?
I was ready to write down Gridiron Gang.
Nope.
But you didn't go there.
Anybody
route.
Else? Anybody else want to throw a guess out? Just a rando?
I don't know.
I can't say I'd ever heard of it before I wrote this question. The answer is The Game Plan.
Heard of it. I have heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I would have got to
any family got to friendly, you know.
Lying.
Yeah. Maybe. I can't.
Not even. Yeah. Not even. No. Not nothing.
You know, there's obviously categories of sports movies. You have the inspirational ones, like we've already talked about, the Rising Above and Second Chances.
Scorsese film.
Yeah, that's right. But then you have these really lighthearted ones. I'm thinking about Rookie of the Year. You know, I mean, you could go as silly as Air Bud, you know, things like that. I think this would probably fall. What was the one with, was it Will Ferrell, was a soccer coach?
Kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah, there you go.
Robert Duvall plays his father.
There you go. So those are really on the family level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If question 8 is kicking and screaming, I'll be very upset with you.
Well, the game plan features Dwayne Johnson as a superstar quarterback who unexpectedly learns he has an 8-year-old daughter. The movie explores his transition from bachelor life to fatherhood, a transition we've all made at one point in our lives.
Terrible casting.
Yeah.
Superstar quarterback?
Not much of a quarterback. Although he may not have been as big as he is now in 2007.
DNA test pending.
Have you ever been surprised by a family member displaying a talent that you didn't know that they had, just kind of out of the blue? Whether it be a child or a sibling.
Not too long ago, I'm not really that surprised by it, but my kids were very, very surprised. My sister took them to Topgolf, and they raved about how great her shot was.
Just
nails.
Really?
Just nails, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not like she couldn't drive the ball 300 yards or anything, but, you know, you play the games where you're shooting in the particular holes, and apparently she was just lasers.
No kidding.
Yeah, just dropping where you're supposed to, yeah.
So we found a fourth for our scrambles?
That's what I'm hearing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Damn it, she's going to replace me.
I don't think I'm going to be involved anymore.
Yeah. When I went to camps as a kid, I went down to Arkansas where my dad grew up and played, and finding out how good of a basketball player he was mind-blowing to me. 5'9 guy. I heard he could jump out the gym. Excellent shooter. Some old people told me if they had a three-point line back then, he'd average 40 points a game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a cool thing to happen.
It's hard to imagine our parents, really cool. As young athletes.
Because I think when I was 13, I could take him. I don't know. I say that. Yeah. He might have let me win.
My dad was the intramural Illinois state champion in college for ping pong.
Wow.
I know,
that's
right?
That's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
I want to play your dad in ping pong.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. And then he'll just randomly go on a cruise and win a tournament, and stuff like that. He's still got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love
that's
that.
Pretty awesome.
That is cool.
Let's move on. We are at question number 8. We need a score recap, Nick.
We usually do that after 8, but that's fine. We'll do one now.
Didn't I say we're
that
on?
Was 8.
Yeah.
That was 8. So we're going 8. On to 9? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, scoreboard goes as such. Scotty has 3. Brian has 5. Kelly with 6. And I have 7.
Boy, it's a tight race.
Close.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's humbling.
I want to disagree with you to make you feel better, but I can't.
Right. I know.
I can't.
I'm embarrassed for you.
You should be. You should be.
Terrible.
We're blood.
That's right. Associated, right? His performance reflects on you.
Yeah. I feel like a little bit.
Poorly.
Yeah.
I know I endorse or support Brian Scott Quigley.
Well, I feel good about this one. Question number 9. Which 2000 movie tells the inspiring story of a high school football team that overcomes racial tensions to achieve victory? Which 2000 movie tells the inspiring story of a high school football team that overcomes racial tensions to achieve victory? Nicholas?
I'm blanking right now. So you have to give me a second. I blanked completely. I know. I should not be blanking. I see the looks on your faces. I don't know why I'm blanking. Stop looking at me.
So this is a situation that you know the movie, but the title's just not coming.
And I don't know why.
Yeah. Do not give him any hints. I'm down by one.
I'll zip it up.
Yeah. We need him to miss this.
Yeah.
All right, reveal your answers.
This is making me so mad. I don't understand why.
Uh-oh, copyright infringement. Scotty, you got an answer over
Shut
there?
Shut it down, yeah, right away.
Yeah,
Shut
right away.
Right away.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Time's up.
We're going to give you a... I'm going to let blanked. You sit in this torture for another few minutes.
What's going on here?
Are you on this movie?
Trying to help him out? You're just
not at all. I love watching him in agony, as a matter of fact.
This is terrible.
So, Brian, do you own this movie?
No, my ex-wife did, so we did at one point.
Okay.
But I love this movie.
You lost it in the...
I think Nick...
Yeah. We all love this movie. We've talked about this movie so many times. Yeah. I don't know why...
Why does he get 30 minutes anyway?
Oh, 30 it's so minutes. We've taken so much more time than this. Get off my back.
Tell me this isn't awesome, watching the leader in the clubhouse.
This is agony.
Absolutely.
This is agony. Well,
brought to
depends
his
on
knees.
Your perspective.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah,
this I feel like it's really... time...
Go ahead. All right. I cannot think.
One last time, which 2000 movie tells the inspiring story of a high school football team that overcomes racial tensions to achieve victory? Let's see it. Remember the Titans.
We talked about this earlier.
I know. Son of a gun.
Screaming from afar. He might have left the room. We're not sure.
Oh, God, I'm so aggravated.
His soul has left his body. At least for the moment.
Too bad, Nikki.
Shut up, all of you.
Yeah, I'm taking a lot of joy in this.
Oh, man. I'm sure you are.
This is the same agony Scott's been sitting through the first half of this episode.
He gave me grief the very question before that.
That's right.
I know. And then, that's what happened.
It takes place in the 60s. It's Denzel Washington. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah. Karma just... Oh, dang it.
All right. Well, Remember the Titans is based on the true story of Coach Herman Boone, who led a newly integrated high school football team to success in 1971. The film stars Denzel Washington and highlights the team's journey toward unity and victory. I can say definitively, this is my favorite sports movie.
I love it. Yeah. It's right up there.
Nick clearly hates it.
It might be number two to me. Rocky, honestly.
Tomorrow, I'm making an appointment. I might have a brain aneurysm or something. There is no excuse for that. People out there need to know. I know this movie.
Sure you do.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. Something bad happened.
We believe that you believe that.
I don't know. Maybe I had a stroke, guys. I don't know. This is a serious matter.
It happens to the best of them. Yeah.
Well, can you count? Because I know the race is tight, and we want to get one more score.
I don't even want to try to count right now. What I can count is my lead is gone. That's what I can count.
Well, I can tell you this last question will be a differential.
So where are we at going in the last round? I know that's on our format.
Yeah, let's talk about the score now. After round nine, Scotty's got 4. Brian has 6. And both Kelly and I have 7.
Heyo.
Well, Scott doesn't deserve the win, and he is out of the running, but yeah. I'm sure he can redeem himself with this one.
All right.
Everybody ready for question number 10? Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton face off in an intense MMA tournament as estranged brothers in which 2011 film? Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton face off in an intense MMA tournament as estranged brothers in which 2011 film? Brian, did I see you get an answer pretty quick on that one?
Yeah, I'm not 100% on it, but I think I'm right.
Okay.
The answer popped in my head immediately.
Yeah?
I could not remember the Titans.
This is clearly your favorite
sport. That is embarrassing.
It bothers me. It bothers me.
Even if you win, that's going to linger.
Yeah. It'll keep you up at night. Kelly, you got an answer. I saw you writing over there. You feel good?
I do. I feel
pretty, really. Pretty confident. I'm impressed. I would have struggled with this one, I'll be honest. Scotty?
No.
Yeah.
Not even close, I don't think. Going to write something down, though.
Scotty apparently quit watching movies in 1999.
Sports movies, anyway, yeah. A lot of rom-coms there, Doc.
Right.
Every time I go to his house, Titanic's playing. Like, he's stuck there.
King of the Woods.
He's on the edge of the couch. Yes.
97.
Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton face off in an intense MMA battle, tournament, as estranged brothers in which 2011 film? Let's go. Let's see him. I got Warrior all the way around. Yeah. Well done, gentlemen. Everybody gets a point. Scotty, you got to walk me through your journey brother.
I don't know how I get that to pop in my head, and I couldn't answer some of the earlier questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's even more impressive, right?
I bet I've seen maybe half the movies from tonight.
Your score shows that.
Yeah.
It does, actually. You batted 500. Now, Nick, you did very well for yourself, right?
I'd like to think so.
Okay.
Which is better.
Do you feel like, have you seen all of the movies that we discussed?
Never saw the Rock movie, but I think the rest of them, I want to say yes. I've seen them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kelly? Up and down the board, you feel like you've pretty much seen all of them?
Yeah, I mean, other than I don't know if I've seen the game plan. Yeah. I've probably seen it on, but never watched it. Never
really game had, plan, had never an interest. That's my game plan, never watch it.
Well, now you'll know it, right?
Still don't want to watch it.
Brian? I think I've seen them all except for the gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, with that in mind, we wrap up the trivia. Let's go to the scoreboard, Nick.
Well, Scotty ended with 5, Brian with 7, and Kelly and I are tied with 8.
We're going to a tiebreaker, baby!
Boom!
And with that, we come to our bonus question. The object of this question is to get the closest to the correct answer possible. We are not concerned about going over. Price is Right rules do not apply. I invite the other two guests to join us, but Yay! This ultimately comes down to Nick and Kelly. It's a very simple and direct question.
Nikki and Kelly.
Right. Nikki and Kelly.
Good luck.
In terms of miles, what is the length of the Great Wall of China?
I love the question.
It's a good question.
I love your approval of it. In terms of miles, how long is the Great Wall of China? Nick is mathing really hard upstairs.
Not mathing.
You write some down, Scott?
I have no reference.
Yeah, it's fun to play along.
Yeah,
I have no reference for this. Like, I have any idea.
Your reference is mile.
Big help, Scott. Big help.
Yeah, I hear you. Brian's coming up with a good answer for us. He's going to hit it. I'm going to say within plus or minus maybe like 20 miles for Brian.
That would be,
He's absolutely locked in.
We should think about prizes.
Prizes?
Yeah.
Okay. Bragging rights isn't enough for us?
No. I need something tangible.
I really have no idea.
Well, let's give it a 15-second counter here.
You don't remember this one?
from school. You learned it, I'm sure, at some point.
Somebody's still referencing question number, 8?
You don't know.
I don't. I don't remember it.
In miles, what is the length of the Great Wall of China? We're going to come to a 5-second countdown. Kelly, get yourself an answer, my man. And all right, let's see it. Nick, what do you have on the board? 500 miles from Nick.
Oh.
Kelly's got 5,428. Scotty, what do you have over there? 3,846. 2 million miles from Brian. The winner is Kelly. The correct answer is 13,170 total miles.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. It is a very long wall built a very long time ago.
Apparently you can see it from space.
That's what I've heard as well. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Kelly. How does it feel to come in cold?
I've heard that's not true, actually.
And,
cannot see it from
you know, lord your knowledge over your compatriots here.
Sports movies concern me. Nick's a movie buff. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but specifically sports movie buff. I'm just glad he had a brain fart on Remember the Titans. Otherwise, it would have been a clear victory. But I think hereditary aneurysm? I don't know what it was.
I don't know what it is. it's bad.
One's going to eat it.
That's going to eat at me for a long time. Yeah.
The best man won.
The best man won.
Yep.
Sure.
Congratulations, Kelly. Yeah.
To you one final time.
Congratulations, sir.
Yep.
So this brings us to our special 11th bonus question of this week. Kelly, with you being the winner, we're going to come to you first if you got a good answer. Otherwise, we can defer if needed. And this is a very specific question. If your biopic were turned into a sports movie, and you could highlight just one of the sports that you've played, what sport would that be and why? Now, come on. We know the answer to this one for you.
Yes. I mean, obviously, it would be about basketball.
Sure. Quite a career at the high school level. As we've already touched on, you think you played college ball at some point.
I was there. I was
you
present.
You were there. Yeah, that's right. So the arc for you through basketball was rise, right? And then once college ended for you, what was your relationship with basketball after that?
After college, I had a very limited relationship with basketball or sports for a short spell. You know, I just kind of got away from sports for a while and just lived.
Lived your life.
LIVED.
I knew that was coming.
In all capital
all men
letters.
Die. Not all men truly live. And how about now? Now, I know you've done some coaching, you know. You usually have to have a passion for the sport in order to coach. That's not something you can fake.
Correct, correct. And, you know, I helped Nick coach some of his kid for a season, and it got that itch back in me, and I have, you know, youngins coming up, and I'm looking forward to getting back into it. Hopefully, I mean, if they have a passion for sports, then I will definitely be there along the way to inspire them and try to coach them and teach them the best as I know how. Mm-hmm. You know, there's obviously games have changed, but I think I still have a pretty sufficient knowledge of sports in general to help out. So
yeah, it's a special art to teach it, mm-hmm. I think, instead of just get out there with your natural ability. Nick, I think I know your answer. I would choose a different answer for you, though.
Ooh.
So I would like to know what you think your answer is, and then I'll tell you what it should be.
And what's the question again?
The question, yeah. If your biopic were turned into a sports movie and you could highlight just one sport to be the focus, what would that sport be and why?
Well, my first instinct, my first love would be baseball.
Sure.
It'd be a baseball movie of some sort. Yes. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, if you really wanted to, cause I consider it a sport. Probably one of the greatest sports. It'd be a wiffle ball movie.
That's the right answer.
That'd be a wiffle ball movie. It would
that
be.
Was gonna That's be my the right answer. Answer. That was going to be my answer. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we could all star in each other's biopics. Yeah.
It would be. It would be a wiffle ball movie if I could.
Yeah,
yes. We're making that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Add it to the list. Absolutely. Production team. Yeah. No. Your arc through wiffle ball doesn't end at high school. It doesn't kind of evolve into slow pitch softball. I mean, it has been a staple in your life since you could hold a bat.
It might even be possible to say wiffle ball before baseball even, because sure. We were able to play it when we were so young. So, yeah, I mean, probably from like the age of 3 or 4 through even to today. So, yeah, you know, a good 40 years or so of wiffle ball in my life.
Still going strong.
I wouldn't say strong, but well, still going.
It's still going.
Still
anyway.
Going. Yeah. No, I think. Wiffle ball.
How long has it been since you won a title?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Maybe that long.
That's the answer.
Did we win that too?
Yeah, we won the last year, last three, I'd say.
Last 3 years last or so? Three. Yeah.
You sure?
No, yeah. Three tournaments.
Are you remember the Titans? Sure.
No, I'm believing what Scotty says because I won my last one with him. We gave Ryan Drury his first.
Oh,
first
yes.
Championship.
Okay, that was new.
Right. That's a feat in itself,
absolutely.
Huh?
Last year,
Rhino finally got off the shine.
I mean, that's the part of the football movie right there. Ryan finally getting his championship.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Queeners, either of you, I don't know what this answer should be for either one of you. We knew each other in high school, or at least who each other were as we were growing up, but our ages are different enough that we didn't interact much. Scotty, you got an answer?
Well, I have a few, but I think wiffle ball changed.
Makes sense
my
for
answer.
You too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it would be like a, you know, Stand By Me or kind of a nostalgia throwback movie. To when me, Bobby, John, Chaz, the four mm-hmm. guys played wiffle ball when we were 11. And like that summer, I remember specifically, like it was yesterday, I can picture riding our bikes, getting our pack of baseball cards, making our lineups. Like I could remember that summer like it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what I had for dinner last night. Yeah.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps,
yeah. Guys. Amen. Yeah. So many stories.
Chills.
That
I got
just
chills.
Come up year after year after year, and they're just gold every time.
Yeah.
Brian, you said you were going to go wiffle ball. Let's pretend that that's off the table here, just
yeah,
for some
so
variety.
I will say kind of similar, but growing up, we had like 8 guys in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. 4 houses, 8 boys. So it was sports nonstop. Wiffle ball, football, basketball,
street
hockey.
Street hockey, yeah.
Hockey. So it was all of them. So I think I'd make a childhood nostalgic movie, 80s, 90s, about a bunch of kids. Like, that's all we did.
They should make a movie about driveway hockey.
Yeah, oh, yeah for really, sure.
It was mm-hmm. fantastic. Like, we, yeah. I mean, fist fights with your best friend and then a sleepover that night.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's happened.
Like, right. I think that's guys. I mean,
yeah, I just think it'd be fantastic to make a movie like that.
Yeah, 4 seasons of backyard sports. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's all we did growing up. It was fun. Jailbreaking night, sports mm-hmm. room today.
Jailbreak. Oh, what a game. That mm-hmm. was awesome.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's going to do it for our episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogowear.com. Through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.